Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Here on the Mark White Show, we encourage community unity. Joining me is Lori Wade, the chairman of the planning committee for the Killen Founders Day, coming up on August 6th and 7th. The town of Killen is located in North Alabama. What is involved in trying to make a successful Founders Day for your community?
We start our planning early, generally in March. We have monthly meetings with the committee. We have 9 people on our committee this year. And it's a lot of reaching out to community members to get their support, to have them be a food vendor, to have them be an arts and crafts vendor, to, you know, getting inflatables for our kids to have and jump on while they're there. We have a car show. So it's a lot of after hours reaching out to people to get them to support our event.
And I know that it takes a lot of people, a good team that comes together to make this a successful event as well.
Most definitely. I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have these people backing me. They're great at what they do, and they go above and beyond to make this event the best it can be.
How many years has the Killen Founders Day existed?
This is our 24th annual celebration.
When was the town of Killen founded?
It was founded in 1896. And they worked hard in 1996 to get it off the ground. I think the first parade actually took place in 1997. When we see the crowds coming into the park, it makes it all worthwhile. We're so happy to see everyone and see their support of our community.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.